Podcast.
He's back.
Sunshine is kissing my face. You know what they say, you need to have darkness in order to see the light. And love is a strange little creature. You chase her and miss her till one day you find her waiting there by your side. This is my time. Feels different. I can't quite explain it, and maybe I shouldn't, 'cause some things can't be explained. The world is a huge empty canvas, and I have the colors to paint me the future that I always had in mind. This is my
PCP. It's PCP 538. We started off with a nice bit of simple but very effective pop there, New Life by Explosive Ear Candy. You can find them at explosiveearcandy.bandcamp.com. From Los Angeles in the US. I've had them on the show before, and you can find that at Jamendo. Rather good it is too. Very mixed weather here in the UK. Of course, those bits always talk about the weather a lot, but it's been pissing down and it's been very hot. So it's warm and moist. Let's say no more than that. Let's move on. This is Newman and a track called Sin Titulo.
Thank you.
That's N-U with a little tilde on top of the U, M-A-N, or Neumann, N-U-I-M-A-N. Depending on how you look at it, there's Neumann is the correct pronunciation, but you can find them at N-U-I-M-A-N.bandcamp.com, Neumann. And the track is called Sin Titulo. From Buenos Aires in Argentina, and that's on the Sola La Pia Ador, Pido Ador record label, of course, at solapiaador.bandcamp.com. No, the spellings are in the show notes. You know where to go. You know the story. All the way up to Bethlehem, not in Israel, but in the US. This is a band called This Way to the Egress, and the track is called Ode to Bukowski's Women.
Yeah!
Ode to Bukowski's Women by This Way to the Egress, a band I would like to see live. I think they're playing in the UK, but they're not playing anywhere near me, just for two or three dates. So they're mostly based out of the US. They're from Bethlehem, which I think is in Pennsylvania in the US. This Way to the Egress, .com is where you'll find them. And I picked them up from StoryAmp. Excellent. Moving on now to something from Paris Zombie. If I tell you it's Paris Zombie, you've got a pretty good idea how mad this track is going to be. This is by Georgioski, and he is from Saint-Malo in France, and the track is called Life on Mars. No, not that one.
We'll be right back.
That was Life on Mars by Georgioski. Georgioski. From Saint-Malo in France, and that's on Paris is on B, Paris is on B, blogspot.co.uk. Definitely worth checking out. Now, somebody I haven't played for a long while, but very early on in my podcasting career, he featured quite a lot because he was on the Podside Music Network. Anybody remember that one? Yes. This is Solaris, somehow based in the UK, but not quite sure where. Find out at solaris.bandcamp.com. And this is a track called Forever Dreaming. music for a warm summer's night in somewhere like Ibiza, I think. That was Forever Dreaming by Solaris. You can find him at solaris.bandcamp.com. Somewhere from the UK. Also find him at Jumendo, where you'll find lots of the great stuff that he does. He also finds, as you know, you'll find Explosive Ears Candy at Jumendo as well. Always worth checking out. Right, let's go off to Highway 51.
We'll be right back.
was Billy James and his one-man band, as if you hadn't actually figured that one out, from billyjames.bandcamp.com, Highway 51. So you assume, or you make your assumptions, that perhaps he's actually from somewhere in the States, perhaps, or maybe he's from somewhere in the UK, picked up that sort of vibe from there. No, he's actually from Uruguay, would you believe, and he's on a label that comes out of Argentina. So there you go, that's world music for you. World as in music coming from somewhere in the world. That was on your ears or in your eyes. In your eyes is the media, and in your ears is the ear, as the new net label. That's label. iLabel.com. Yes, you know. You can figure it out for yourselves. I'm sure you can. You don't actually need me to talk at all. But I have to tell you, because otherwise you wouldn't listen. And you wouldn't go off and find these great artists, would you? It's a point, actually. It's a case in point, actually. An awful lot of sort of things you see as labelled as podcasts are people just playing mixtapes. And that's all very well. I know it's sort of, you know, the great thing that can be done live and it can be done sort of in beat matching and all that sort of shit. And of course, that doesn't happen here because I don't need to do beat matching because I'm playing records that are sort of completely different in style from one to the next. But of course, a lot of people do that, and there's a little skill in that. And I'm, you know, I don't know how to do it, and I haven't done it before, so it's one of those things. But I don't think just playing music without actually sort of telling what is actually being played, even at the end, even just a few notes at the end, it's a bit missing something. It's certainly not the ethos of podcasting because it's not telling you. And it's not doing the ethos of Creative Commons licensing because there's no attribution. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing attribution. I'll stop talking now. This is from Barcelona in Spain. This is ARA. You can find him at ARA Chill Music. So that tells you pretty much what it's going to be. The track is called Zhao Ying. Thank you. Very nice indeed. Xiao Ying was the title of that particular track. Not too sure Xiao Ying is or was, or is all about. But that's by ARA at ARA Chill Music from Barcelona, Spain. And that is on dub bass, which is normally I would associate it with something a bit more heavy. But of course, there's bass in it, so why not? Subbass.bandcamp.com. Over to Brisbane in Australia now from the Dub Factory. I've played some stuff from the Dub Factory many, many times before. This is then off the label, of course, the dubfactory.bandcamp.com. The artist is called Subset. I've played some stuff from him before, and this is Substation 11B.
Thank you.
nice bit of dub techno there. Very good indeed. Subset is the artist. You can find them on I think it's on a compilation album, actually, from the Dub Factory. So I've got the dubfactory.bandcamp.com. That's called Substation 11B from Brisbane, Australia. Right, something new from MNMN Records, which you can find at mnmn-rec.bandcamp.com. Something out of Russia, not quite sure, not much more than that. The artist is, or the band is called Four Lunar Dust, and this is Tales of Salt and Pepper, the Rasta remix. Remix, and that's from by an artist or band called Four Lunar Dust. Can't find much more about them other than the words that I found are in Russian. VK.com is where you'll find them. Of course, VK is the Russian version of Facebook, and they are /4LunarDustQ. Why the Q? I don't know. But there you go. Maybe just it comes in the translation. Not quite sure. We're on to our last track now. I hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. The last track is from an artist, all one word, but I prefer Feromina Power, is the title of the artist. Strange. The title of the track is Coloured Balloons in the Sky, which is not quite so strange. You can find the artist at soundcloud.com/ an all one word again, but I prefer Feromina Power. Is that right? I prefer amino. It's all one word. All, but I prefer amino up out. Oh, God knows. does. Does it really matter? It doesn't, does it? He's from Saluzzo in Italy. And this is another one from In Your Eyes or In Your Ears at IYELabel.com. This has been Pete Kogel. It's been, what is it? It's 5 o'clock now. Just gone 5 o'clock in the evening on the Saturday, the 5th of August, 2017. This has been PCP 538. See you soon, folks.